Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Welcome to the 265th episode of The Simple Sophisticate. Today we're going to talk about relationships with ourselves and others, and we're going to break it down in a way that we haven't done before. But before I get to today's topic, this week's petit plaisir is a little snack, a petite snack that I have just been loving lately. It's a wonderful way to wrap up the day, and I'll be sharing that with you at the end of today's episode. But let's get to today's topic. Inspired by a book I recently read, as well as an article that crossed my path, I have decided to title today's episode, Let's Talk Relationships with Ourselves and Others, the Before and the During, Embracing Chance and Choice. Now, this will all make more sense as I get into it, but we're going to dive into the two parts of relationships, and I do sincerely mean talking about relationships and that one that we have with ourselves, as well as the ones that we want to cultivate with others. Keep those concepts in mind as we begin the episode with this quote. A true love story isn't a fairy tale. It takes vulnerability and effort. And that quote was shared in one of the books that inspired today's post, written by Dr. John Gottman and Dr. Julie Schwartz Gottman, who wrote 8 Dates, Essential Conversations for a Lifetime of Love. Contentment versus misery. Peace versus malcontentment. Joy versus heartache. What separates a life of the former, contentment, peace, joy, versus the latter, misery, malcontentment, and heartache, is knowing when to leave life up to chance and when to choose to invest purposefully, intentionally, and regularly to successfully reach the result we desire. As with any process, there is a particular order in which certain ingredients must be welcomed into the recipe. Just as with making an awakening cup of espresso, not only do the beans need to be of high quality, but the proper tools must be at hand, and the knowledge of how to use these tools properly must be understood. Equally important, the water used that filters through the ground beans must be of high quality. And then, after the necessary process has been tended to, then the results we wish to see and experience with our own eyes and taste buds has the opportunity to materialize and then be savored. So understanding relationships, from the one we will have our entire lives, the one with ourselves, to the relationships we have with others, either platonic or romantic, and how healthy relationships work, what they require of each of us, knowing that, understanding that, is life-changing knowledge to possess. So in today's episode, we're going to break down the process for these relationships into two parts. The before, so everything that leads up to finding that relationship that we are looking for, whether it's with ourselves and understanding what our path should be, our journey should be, our calling should be, to finding that right person if we're looking for a relationship, staying open to that. And then we're going to separate that and then go into the during part of the relationship, whether again with our personal lives or our professional lives or just the relationship with ourselves. So let's dive into the before. I want to begin with a quote from Dr. Jordana Jacobs in a recent article that she wrote for Grand Story's blog, We Are Dore. She writes, "There are no directions. There are no checklists. There's no to do when it comes to love. There's only to feel, and feeling cannot be predetermined. It cannot be forced. It arises when we move from our heads into our hearts, stay present, and let go. When we drop our typical millennial achievement-driven style and instead remember the only thing truly in our control is our ability to surrender." I recently received a question from a Simply Luxurious Life reader in her mid to late 20s, and I appreciated her candid and sincere question about relationships, in which she inquired about how to not be envious of those already in relationships when she herself is not in one and would like to be. The question inquired about my particular approach most specifically, as she had previously shared she appreciated the celebration and contentment I express of being single. And for any listeners out there, just for your information, I am 40 and enjoying my life. I have shared what I said to her on the show notes, and I'll read it for you here today in my response to her question. I wrote, "Great question. I honestly, after thoughtful observation of what I needed in my own life to flourish, have not been envious of close friends who get into wonderful relationships." And that was her description in her words. "But I do think my temperament is suited to my lifestyle. I think especially if you wish to be in a relationship, that if you remain open but do not focus on finding one, it will happen when you are living a life you love, no matter what that involves. The universe can surprise you in the most amazing ways." I first want to thank the Simply Luxurious Life reader who reached out to me with her question, and I will keep her name private as this was a DM conversation, because I know she is not alone in her quandary, and that's partly why I'm sharing it with you today as well. And as good timing would have it, after reading this article that I pulled the previous quote above from regarding how currently the culture is approaching dating incorrectly, I have found myself nodding in agreement profusely to that article, and I provided a link to that full article written by Dr. Jordana Jacobs on the show notes today. What I have realized upon reflection as to part of the reason my 20s were unnecessarily exhausting was the energy that I was expending was on doing what I thought I had to do. In this case, the idea that I was supposed to be dating or seeing or getting close to finding my life partner. My experience was less about being inspired by other couples with regards to that pursuit and more a response of not wanting to feel like an outsider. However, it was in my 30s, as I have shared in my books, that I fully invested my time outside of my daily teaching job into getting to know myself and investing in opportunities that my curiosities would lead me towards. More contentment had and has never been before experienced, and in my case, it all happened without a partner and solely due to my investment in the relationship I have with myself. I don't suppose that my experience is what everyone's experience will be in making this decision, but I do think it was the decision to stop pursuing what I thought I was supposed to be doing and instead investing in getting to know myself that helped me find what my calling and career should be. Our life's journey, as much as we would like them to be made clear, especially regarding our relationships with others, but vitally as important as the relationship we have with ourselves and where this knowledge will lead, cannot be made known before the opportunities cross our path. When said opportunities cross our path, whether they hint where our passion could lead us or a person who could not have been described until we meet them and spend time with them, if we are in tune with ourselves, so thereby grounded and knowledgeable of who we are, but also open to the unknown, that is when our lives begin to blossom. And everything up until when it crosses our path, that is all chance. But in order to see and recognize and seize those moments, we must let go of that to-do list. We must let go of that, this is how my life has to be, and so I'm going to. And it may not feel that we're forcing it, but we actually are. And instead, we need to remain open and just keep listening, following, stepping forward, and taking on the assignment of getting to know ourselves. And when we do that, that's when we make the ahas, whether it's in our career, in our calling, or in our relationships. And so that is the before part. That is the chance part. And I've included a couple of different episodes and posts that may be of interest to you if you're kind of in that situation, whether it's in any of those arenas of your life, and want to try to figure out how to best get to know yourself and leave yourself open to chance. So I've included a few episodes and articles for you to check out, and they're on the show notes, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast265. Now, when I come back after introducing you to today's sponsor, I will talk about the during and what it requires of us in order to allow our relationships with either ourselves or others to truly flourish and contribute to a contented life. If there is something that is interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp is there to help. BetterHelp is online counseling that is there for you. Connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment and get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. With licensed professional counselors who are specialized in a variety of areas such as anger, grief, sleep, trauma, anxiety, stress, depression, self-esteem, LGBT matters, find a counselor that's right for you. Anything that you share is confidential. And if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time for no additional charge. With 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states, they are available worldwide. Start communicating in under 24 hours and discover their secure, convenient, professional, and affordable service. Best of all, as a Simple Sophisticate listeners, you have the opportunity to take 10% off your first month with the promo code SIMPLE. Simply go to betterhelp.com/simple and earn 10% off your first month. Again, that's betterhelp.com/simple and use SIMPLE at checkout to earn 10% off your first month. The Simple Sophisticate is also sponsored today by ShopTagger. ShopTagger has been an opportunity for me to save money when I go clothes shopping. As I have shared a few stories in the past about my experience with ShopTagger on the blog as well as here on the podcast, but I'd like to share one more. Now, I keep my eye on sales year-round as I look at the gaps that are in my capsule wardrobe, and I often shop seasons ahead of time. So what I mean by that is I may have my eye on a lovely maxi dress for the summer, but it's not going to go on sale most likely if it's still available until the end of summer. So I won't be able to wear it until next summer. Well, just so happens that a beautiful maxi dress came on sale that was from DVF, but it didn't come on sale until September. Well, I didn't care because it was a classic dress that I would wear for years to come, and the color was perfect with my skin tone. The full asking price was well over my budget, over $400. But when it went on sale, it was slashed beyond 50%. How did I know about it? ShopTagger. ShopTagger alerts you immediately when a sale goes on an item that you have saved with their app. It is very simple and it is a free app. That is what makes this even more budget friendly. Now, holiday season is coming up and ShopTagger is a must-have app for holiday shopping, especially Black Friday. It enables you to save items from 4,000 plus online stores to one place and get notified the moment they go on sale. It also scans the web for coupon codes at checkout and automatically applies them to your purchase. Now, in even better news, as ShopTagger is sponsoring the Simple Sophisticate podcast, there's an opportunity for one lucky winner to earn $500 simply by going to ShopTagger, downloading the app for free, and you are automatically entered. The winner will be announced on November 22nd. So be sure to go to the link on the show notes. You simply click on that. It will take you to the app. You download their app for free. And once you have that app, you're automatically entered to win $500 from ShopTagger. I cannot recommend it more highly. It has saved me so much money, and my closet and my capsule wardrobe is most appreciative. I visit the show notes at simplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast265. Click on the link in those show notes at the bottom of the post, and you'll be immediately entered to win the $500 as well as have the free app to help you save money on future purchases. So now let's get back to the other part of this process of building or cultivating healthy, strong relationships that add to the contentment of our lives, the during process. Here's a quote from the book by Dr. John Gottman and Dr. Julie Schwartz Gottman, who are co-authors of 8 Dates, Essential Conversations for a Lifetime of Love. Quote, "Successful long-term relationships are created through small words, small gestures, and small acts. A lifetime of love is created every single day you are together." As much as our lives depend upon chance when it comes to relationships, whether that's with ourselves or with others, once chance has introduced us to the career that speaks our language in a way to offer the vehicle to express our talents and passions with the world, or to the person who we mesh with more than we ever thought would be humanly possible, this is where chance steps aside. After all, it has put forth an immense amount of effort and done its job well. it is now time for choice to step forward. Even though the adage, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life, has been stated as fact quite frequently, the fact of the matter is the idea of work must be put into context. If work is seen as having a negative connotation, then perhaps the quote is true, as you are doing something you love doing. But if we look at work through its benign, literal definition, it involves effort, dedication, diligence, and regular maintenance to ensure the career we so love having, the opportunity to be a part of our lives, keeps humming forward successfully. In other words, we may be doing what we love, but we're going to have to keep working at it to make sure it is our career and we do have the opportunity to keep doing it. Now, when it comes to the latter interpretation of work, the same must be said. According to the co-authors, husband and wife, Dr. John Gottman and Julie Schwartz Gottman of the new book, 8 Dates, Essential Conversations for a Lifetime of Love, this work applies to cultivating loving, healthy, romantic relationships as well. Too often, when a couple or a desired career path fails beyond the initial success or the wedding day, it is because the choice and chance were flipped. In other words, instead of being open to choice initially, we are so focused on creating what we want first and then just saying, oh, well, we're married now, or I've found the career I want now, and now I can relax. Actually, it's the flip side. In other words, if we're talking about the relationship aspect of this equation, the idea that technology and endless dating as a to-do item in our planners would suggest we cannot leave our love lives to chance. But as scary as it might sound, if we wish to find a partner that sees us for who we are, respects us for what we do, and desires to get to know us because of these truths, we must strengthen our relationship with ourselves first and thus fall in love with our lives with or without a partner. In doing this, we are leaving our finding of a partner largely up to chance. It doesn't mean we don't put ourselves out there, but it does mean putting our phones and all of the seemingly amazingly helpful apps for dating down and living our lives, finding what we love, dancing with that discovery, and just letting it fall into place. However it's going to fall into place, we cannot know that. We cannot predict that. And that can be scary. But once you become more clear about what you love doing and who you are, that's where the confidence actually is discovered. And that's why it's easier to let go of what you cannot control. Further, once chance has led us, no matter how long it has taken, to what we patiently hoped we would one day discover, we must then regularly make the choice to continue to invest, both with our emotional vulnerability and our time, if we want our relationship to grow, deepen, strengthen, and endure, whether it be our relationship with ourselves or with another. We must choose to put the energy forward of our time, our priority, and our courage of belief in what seemingly magically introduced itself into our lives, and we bravely recognized it to be something that aligned with ourselves. In other words, once we trust that this is a unique discovery, that yeah, it works for us. It's not perfect. Nothing's perfect, but it's unique so much to the point that you just know somehow, because you've done the homework of getting to know yourself. You've done the homework of knowing what you can and cannot live without. You've experienced what doesn't work. You've experienced what does in pieces, in morsels. And so you understand that this is definitely worth the time and investment. Now, it'll evolve, it will morph, it'll progress and change in ways you may not expect. And I'm talking both career and relationships. What it's like on day one when you first step into it excitedly is going to be something different every subsequent year, every subsequent decade. But if it's sincerely something that speaks to you and aligns with you, you're going to be excited about that. There may be a tinge of nervousness, but it's because you are so invested and you care so much about it. At this very moment, each of us are at a different point along our journeys, whether in our career or as I like to call it, our calling, or in the pursuit of our calling, as well as along the journey regarding relationships with others. Once we recognize where we are on our unique journey, we can discover the clarity of understanding how to proceed with the right balance of being open to chance and embracing the responsibility of choosing to invest. The discovery of unexpectedly awesome abundance and contentment will dance into and throughout your everyday life. I hope you've enjoyed today's topic of discussion, and I would love to hear from you as you are on this journey. And as I mentioned, it was a reader who reached out to me that really prompted me to start thinking about this in the before and during dichotomy when it comes to building that healthy relationship, whatever that relationship is that we're building. Maybe you have experience with this. Maybe you are right where she's at, or maybe you are somewhere else along the journey. I think all of our voices can demonstrate that everyone's on a unique journey with different timing. And it's really about embracing that uniqueness that will give us more confidence and enable us to enjoy where we are right now and get excited about where it might lead, even though we may not know what that will be. So I'll be right back with this week's Petit Plaisir. This week's Petit Plaisir is something that has started to replace my chocolate truffle in the evening that I have with my tea when I don't have dessert on any particular day or evening. And I shared it on my Instagram this last Saturday, but it was introduced to me by a fellow colleague at work. We were sitting around having lunch and she said, "Would anyone like," and she introduced this little nibble. And I said, "Of course." It involved three of the items that I love in one little bite. And I had a bite and it was wonderful. And so then I went and I picked one up for myself, a package of it myself, and I have loved them ever since. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Trader Joe's sea salt and turbinado sugar and dark chocolate covered almonds. And one really is enough and it can be hard to say no. So I started buying these at Trader Joe's for fewer than $10 for a package of them. And I would have one or two. And then there were days where I would have more and I said, "Nope, you can't go buy these anymore." And so I basically had to discipline myself very strictly until I knew I could just have one or two at a time, at a sitting with my tea each evening. And I've been able to do that. But if you're looking for something that just satiates your chocolate craving with a little bit of salt and that nutty flavor, I love almonds. I'm just a huge fan of all almonds. Then this might be something to check out. And you don't have to have a Trader Joe's to go find it. I've provided a link to it so you can shop for it online as well. But you can also make them, I'm sure, as well. But not all of us have that time. That combination, though, is just fantastic. So it's just something very simple, very inexpensive. But, you know, taking those moments, whether it's nibbling on something like this or nibbling on something else that you love, just that's high quality chocolate, but it can satiate you as well. And sipping it with something that slows you down is a regular daily ritual to most certainly welcome into your life, so long as it aligns with who you are, what you love, and what calms you down and helps you appreciate everything that is going well. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petit Plaisir, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each episode where I'll recommend a book, a film, a show, a recipe, anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. And you can find a link to those chocolate-covered salted almonds on the show notes, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast265. Before I wrap up, I want to send a few thank yous to listeners who have taken the time to write reviews. And now I'm able to, on this new device or website that I'm using now, I can see where individual reviews come from. And if I'm not mistaken, I might have just been sharing reviews from readers in the United States because I thought, errantly, that the reviews I was seeing on my Apple iTunes were from everywhere around the world. But what I've just learned is that's not the case. So now I have access to all the reviews from all around the world. And I'd like to make sure that my international listeners get a shout out and a big thank you. So I'd like to start with the most recent one that was shared by SMDXX from Great Britain. And they wrote, "A wonderful resource, 5 stars. I found Shannon's first book a few years ago when I was searching for a lifestyle guide that would satisfy my desire for routine, simplicity, and good living. It must have been fate, as her book has been my go-to to improve every aspect of my life. Through her book, I found her blog, and through the blog, I found her podcast. I listen to the podcast daily, I'm now re-listening to some of the first seasons on my commute and find the advice so useful and Shannon's attitude and voice so calming and reassuring as to the way I want to live my life. I look forward to the vodcast episodes each week of the season. I can't wait to try some more recipes. The newsletter is also my weekend respite. Basically, Shannon has so much to contribute to your life, and as well as the podcast, there are so many other treats to discover. Thank you, Shannon. Well, I want to say thank you, SMDXX, for taking the time to write such a detailed review and really help out future listeners to see what this simply luxurious, simple, sophisticated community is really all about and what they can find and discover if this approach speaks to them of living a life of quality over quantity and really tapping into your true potential. So thank you very much for your detailed review. I appreciate your time and your interest. And I'd like to share one more. This one comes from Germany, and this is from Char Sinta, titled Inspiring, 5 stars. I've been listening to this podcast and been reading her blog for years, and it never gets boring. I love her take on routines and inspirations for everyday life. Thank you very much, Char Sinta, for your review, for your interest, and for stopping by for so many years. Your readership is so much appreciated, and thank you for taking the time to share why you love the podcast. So if you too are enjoying this podcast and would like to share with potential new listeners what you love most, please do share your review. And with that, we'll wrap up. The next new episode will be the first Monday of November. We're going to take next week off, but be sure to tune into the vodcast because this coming Saturday, the 26th of October, is the final episode of season 2, The Simply Luxurious Kitchen, and we're cooking a French dessert that was inspired by my travels this summer. You don't want to miss it. And if you haven't checked out previous episodes of season 2, we made croissants last week and pain au chocolat. And this past weekend, we made the simplest salad that will be a complete meal and can be made very quickly. Be sure to check out the Simply Luxurious Kitchen podcast. Have a wonderful week, and thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, visit the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or pick up my new book, Living the Simply Luxurious Life, Making Your Everydays Extraordinary and Discovering Your Best Self. You can also pick up my first book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide, which is available now in paperback, ebook, and audio versions on Amazon, Audible, and iTunes, or wherever books are sold. To stay caught up on the most recent episodes of the podcast, blog posts, my new cooking show, and receive exclusive news as well as an extra dose of inspiration to jumpstart your weekend, subscribe to the Simply Luxurious Life's weekly newsletter, which arrives in your inbox each Friday to enjoy with a hot cup of tea or a morning cup of coffee. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Shannon Ables. Bonjour.